And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a couple of folks to talk about Native American Heritage Month, which is this month. We have Lisa Gassman, General Manager, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Ann Davis, Director of Administrative Services at the Tribe. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning, thanks.
Well, you have a jam-packed schedule for Native American Heritage Month, and one of the big weeks is coming up. So let's talk about the highlights. What is it most important that people know about? Lisa?
All right, I will go ahead and start. One of the things that we wanted to let people know about is our tribal council election, which is actually occurring today. We have our polling location at the Shikaquan Nakahiti, which is at 200 Catlian Street. The polling location will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we're here to encourage all of our tribal citizens to go and vote. We have three candidates for the tribal chair position and five candidates running for the four council positions. So we just wanted to get that message out first. In addition to the national election, we're encouraging our tribal citizens to go and vote for the tribal council.
Yeah, it seems like a really vigorous election this year for council. Lots of candidates and lots of discussion happening. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting.
So you're actually helping folks vote by with free rides, right?
So the ride is offering free transportation all day to help you exercise your right to vote for the national election and also the Sitka Tribe election. If you have any questions, you can contact Jerry Hope at 747-3207.
Okay, well, what else is coming up this week?
Tomorrow we are offering at the administration building at 456 Catlian the opportunity for tribal citizens to update their enrollment information with the tribe. And that is actually happening tomorrow and Thursday on November 10th. Come in, get your tribal ID. Throughout the month, there's a lot of activities that require you to have your tribal ID and make it easy for you to enter into events.
Okay, great. And there's a parade happening, right? So every year there's the Native American Heritage Month Parade, and this time it's a bit different.
Yes, it is. This year we decided to go ahead and work with the Sitka Veterans Association to combine our annual parade to both honor veterans and celebrate Native American Heritage Month. The parade is going to be on the 11th, and lineup will occur at 2:30 p.m. with the parade starting at 3. We would like to encourage the whole community to come out and help us honor veterans and celebrate Native American Heritage Month. We're going to be doing the traditional parade route, which is to line up on Lake Street, go through the roundabout to Lincoln, down Lincoln, and it will end at the Shikaquan Nakahiti Community House. So in addition to the parade, the day prior on the 10th, we're going to have our final parade planning meeting. If there are organizations or groups that would like to participate in that who haven't been contacted or haven't confirmed that you wanted to participate in the parade yet, we'd ask that you feel free to attend the parade planning meeting, which is going to be on the 10th at 2 p.m. at the STA Administration Building, which is located at 456 Catlian Street.
So the 11th is Friday. There's the parade, and then following the parade, there's a reception, correct?
Yes, immediately after the parade ending at the Shikaquan Nakahiti, we will have a light reception and we'll have small finger foods and everybody can gather at the Nakahiti House and enjoy the day.
And honor Native American Heritage Month.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, you know, it's new that you're teaming up with Veterans Day. And so in honor of that, there's going to be a Veterans Breakfast as well. Is that on the 11th as well? It is.
That is. We have a Veterans Breakfast that the Alaska Native Brotherhood is hosting. Wilbur Brown is the contact person for that. That begins at 9 a.m. at the Ainby Hall. And Wilbur is a veteran and indicated that they were going to have some wonderful breakfast items for all of the veterans, and we would encourage veterans to go to that breakfast.
Okay. Veterans and their families?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What else is coming up?
So also on Friday, it is the deadline to drop off artwork for the Native American Heritage Month Art Appreciation Display at the University of Alaska.
And so what is this display? Who can submit artwork? Who can provide it?
All right. So anyone can provide artwork. University of Alaska was participating in our planning meetings and indicated that they're going to be displaying artwork at the UAS Sitka campus in the atrium and hallways, and are encouraging everybody to bring any artwork that they want displayed by Friday the 11th so that they can display it the rest of the month during certain hours. It varies Monday through Friday. But they would like everybody to bring it by this Friday so that they can get it all set up and have it displayed for the remainder of the month. If people do have questions on that, they can contact Liz Zacker, who's the assistant professor of art, at 747-7710, or Crystal Duncan, who is the personal education planner at UAS, and her number is 747-7773.
All right. Well, so Friday is a big day. Saturday is as well. Let's talk about that.
So Saturday, we invite all the tribal citizens of Sitka to join us in a special showing of The Magnificent Seven at the Downtown Theater. Tribal citizens and their families will be free admission into the movie, and the movie showing starts at noon. We encourage the tribal citizens to have their STA ID, which can be picked up Wednesday and Thursday at Sitka Tribe main office.
Okay, now The Magnificent Seven is really exciting. Let's talk about that for a minute, shall we?
All right. We were excited about it and decided to have this special showing because we had a Thlinkit actor who actually was one of the main actors in the movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I do plan to go either Saturday or Sunday of this week. And on the calendars that we have gotten out, we did let folks know that we invited Martin Sensmeyer to participate. It turns out he will not be able to be here this weekend, but we're actually working with his booking agent to potentially bring him in January, February timeframe. The booking agent said, you know, if it was in February, people could spend Valentine's Day with Martin.
And I can see why that would be a draw.
Absolutely. We're hoping to make that happen, and we'll announce that as it comes out.
Now, Martin's from Yakutat and is just such a great role model for kids. He went off and he pursued his dream, and he still remains committed to who he is as a Tlingit individual and a person from a village in Alaska, and it's a very important part of his identity.
Yes, yes, and he definitely wanted to honor our request to have him come to Sitka, and as a part of that, we're talking with his booking agent about potentially going into the schools, Manajkum High School, Sitka High School. She said had even indicated Blatchley, so we have to reach out to the various school people still. This was just a recent conversation that we had with her, but we will definitely be bringing him later.
So heads up, school administrators, that's happening. So also on Saturday, something's happening over at Sitka National Historical Park.
Yes, Sitka National Historical Park is offering a bracelet carving event at 10 a.m. to noon, and families are invited to participate. This is actually hosted by the Sitka Native Education Program and the National Historical Park. If you have questions, you can talk to Tristan at 966-1350.
Okay, what else is happening that folks should know about? We have just about a minute left.
Okay, so there's going to be a family swim day on Saturday the 12th from 5 to 6 p.m. Our social services department has worked to open up the pool for people who want to be active with their families. And again, that's on Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. at Blatchley Pool.
There's a Veterans Honoring Dinner on Saturday as well, and that is from 5 p.m. at the Harrigan Centennial Hall, hosted by the Sitka Veterans Administration, and it's open to the public. Bring your family out and have a nice meal.
Okay. So anything else coming up in the month that folks should really know about, and then we'll let people know where they can find this calendar.
We were going to kind of cover week by week. I think our chairman and our vice chairman are going to be here to cover the next weeks of activities. But I will mention on Sunday, the 13th, there's going to be another showing of Magnificent Seven at noon at the Downtown Theater.
Okay. So where can people find out more about this?
People can go to the Sitka Tribe webpage, which is www.sitkatribe.org. And we've also had it published in the Sentinel. And then We have actually a Facebook page now that was just recently opened up. So our activities are also listed on the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Facebook page. If people want to find that, like it, we're going to be keeping it updated throughout the month.
Well, that's great. Well, we are just about out of time. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. We've been speaking with Lisa Gassman, General Manager, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Davis, Director of Administrative Services over at the Tribe. November is National Native American Heritage Month.